Bobby! Whoa. For God's sake, burn it down!
But he just forgets. He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of
help. Give the anarchist your cigarettes. A county seat full of spoiled brats. To write you a check.
Give the anarchist your cigarettes.
And he'll be burning up the air in his personal jet.
Give the anarchist your cigarettes.
You know I hate every pop star that I ever met.
Nothing ever burns down by itself.
Welcome to the Circle Day Show on Tuesday, 23rd of October. It's just gone 9 o'clock and this is Donica DeLong filling in once again. And this time we're going to be looking at one of the biggest events in the anarchist calendar in this country, the London Anarchist Book Fair. Joining me in the studio, we have Tony Wood, who anyone who's been involved in the book fair probably knows fairly well at this stage. And we also have Jane from Freedom Publishers, who do the Freedom Paper, also do books, own a bookshop. Talking about basically what the book fair is, what's happening this year, and maybe looking back a bit at some of the book fairs in the past and where we've come from and where we're going to. So, first off, Tony, can I just ask you to, for anyone out there who doesn't yet know what the book fair is and what it's about, can you give us a little bit of an explanation?
Oh, the book fair's been going for 26 years now. The idea it started off with was just stalls of people selling their books, publications, pamphlets and things like that. over the years, it's developed into a lot more. There's, this year we've got 10 rooms of meetings, so going on from 11 till 6. There's, we used to have cabaret. We've stopped that at the moment just because we're trying to get older kids involved in a book fair. So, like, we've got a creche, we've got a space for 8 to 11-year-olds, and this year, for the first time, some people have taken on trying to have a space for 11 to 16-year-olds to try and keep the youngsters that come along when they're young at the book fair rather than them leaving. So that happens. There's films on. And I would guess nowadays probably about 3,000 people turn up through the doors. And the idea is, someone once called it the Anarchist Christmas, but the idea is that we get anarchists together and discuss. But for me especially, it's also, I want to get people that are new to anarchism to come along and just find out what's going on. So we try and have stuff for people that have been involved for years and people that have never come to an anarchist event or just want to know what anarchism is about.
And it's, once again, it's in Queen Mary University of London, where you've been for the last couple of years. But it wasn't always held there. And I've been at a couple before where I think you found your home, but previous places weren't necessarily as useful or as organised.
Yeah. I don't go back in the organising to the days of the first few, so I just can't talk about that. I don't know if Jane can fill us in or not, but I started with a book fair, both going and then being involved around Conway Hall, and it was a lovely building, but it just got too small. We didn't have enough room for meetings. We had to keep saying no to stallholders. So we tried moving, and we had the Camden Centre, which they were okay, but there was no real meeting space, and also they didn't particularly like us. And then we went to Yulu, and that just wasn't a good relationship. So now, yeah, at Queen Mary's, they like what we do. They support us. You know, we work well with them. So, yeah, it's sort of quite a good relationship. And it's a space that we can grow in as well. There's more space in that building.
I think something that struck me, because I think ULU was the first one I went to, and then I was up in Holloway a couple of times, which ended in a rather interesting event that happened after the book
fair. I forgot Holloway, yeah.
But yeah, the thing that struck me last year was actually how I met a lot of people that I'd never met before in anarchist circles, but had met at the student demos and UK Uncut in particular. There was a large contingent out there. So I suppose for people who are listening who might be slightly worried about the anarchist tag, and one of the things that the song we opened there with, the Chumbawamba song, which is, you know, as close as most anarchists will get to burning something down as having a cigarette. What would you like to say to anyone who might be a bit worried about going down with the reputation anarchists may have and thinking that it's all going to be people in hoodies with their faces covered?
I think the best thing to answer is, like, there's a guy I work, I'm active in Haringey, and there's a guy I know in Haringey who's not an anarchist, who a friend of his was speaking and he wanted to meet Stafford, and I said to Stafford, come down to the book fair. And Stafford came down just to meet the guy, and just the next day he just said to me, wow, it's really well organised, there was loads on, it felt really safe. And we get that comment, like last year, the year before, we get that comment quite a lot of people thinking they're going to come along and everyone's got black hoods up and they're going to be growling at people, and actually are amazed the different things that go on. You know, it's like, over the last few years, we've made a real effort with, you know, we started with creches, we moved on to older kids' space. We're now doing, you know, there's meetings now that are signed. We have films where there's subtitles on them. We've got meetings where there's touch typing going on. Not enough. We need to be doing more of this. But it's to be as inclusive as possible. And I think a lot of people come along and just think, oh, wow, actually these people are quite nice. You know, we're sticking to our politics and we're doing what we do. But yeah, I think people are quite impressed with the event and the people that go to it and the groups and the meetings.
Cool. I'll, ask Jane to come in here because obviously as the main anarchist publisher in London where you've got the shop, the book fair is a big part of what you do. How important is the book fair in terms of what Freedom does in terms of the books and the magazine and the paper?
Well, it's majorly important. We do make a fair amount of profit at the book fair, which enables us to keep going throughout the year. We've got a meeting this year at the book fair about the paper as well. Forgotten the question.
How big a part is in what you do in the year is the book fair, and what do you get out of it?
Well, it's a major, it's sort of meeting, networking. There's a major selling thing. It's just an awful lot goes on. There's an awful lot kind of geared to, like you were saying, it's like the Anarchist Christmas. Well, it is, because it's the high point of the year.
Anyone who's kind of been following what's been going on with Freedom knows that there were a couple of issues during the summer. We won't necessarily go into the details of them, but what do you hope actually will come out of this? As you said, there's a meeting to talk about Freedom. Obviously, there's going to be quite a bit of attention on it. What would you like people to do, actually, in terms of supporting you?
Well, we were worried about the paper actually continuing because it was financially possibly not viable, but I've been very pleasantly surprised by how many people are very keen for it to keep going. We've got a new editor now who's not London-based, which is a first. One of the things, I was speaking to him earlier on today, and it was one of the things we do need is people to write things. You know, if you're not confident, then try and get in touch and, you know, just get involved.
Well, I suppose a book fair on Saturday would be a good time for people to come and talk to you and
present
ideas. So. Back to you, Tony. What are some of the things that are on this year that people might be interested in?
The bigger meetings that are on, they've changed their name a bit now, but there's the PPS, Project for Participatory Society. Sorry, I always get lost for the words. And they're looking at different ways of doing stuff and how people thousands of miles away can connect. So there's that, which is good. David Graeber and Chris Knight are talking about radical anthropology. Over the years, we've always tried to get an economics meeting, and we tend to have more autonomous types doing the speaking. This year, AK Press have published a book about anarchist economics, and we're trying to get some of those economists who are anarchists coming together and speaking to look about our view of economics as well. So that should be quite good. We're meant to be bringing a speaker over from South Africa. It's now in the balance because the visa people have been really slow and we're not sure he's going to get here in time for the book fair. We're organising a speaking tour, so he's going to get over, but unfortunately it might not be in time for the book fair. But, you know, they're the bigger meetings, but there's a number of meetings where people want to have meetings around organising. So you've got quite a few meetings around workplace organising. A number of meetings around community organising. There was the international conference in Sintemir in Switzerland 2 or 3 months back, and there's going to be a sort of reflections meeting on that and how it went. But you've also got a lot of groups that want, you know, single issue, I would call, sort of stuff, you know, whether it's fuel poverty. Corporate Watch are doing a number of meetings about a number of different issues. So you've got those, you've got introduction-type meetings, there's an introduction to anarcho-syndicalism, there's an introduction to anarchism, there's what do we mean by class struggle. For anyone that's new to the movement, so there's meetings where they can come along and find out about the sort of basics. The idea is to keep it as many different things going on as possible, really.
I suppose thinking back to the first couple of times I went, that can be possibly one of the difficulties with the book fair, that you're suddenly presented with 101 different anarchist groups when you go in to look at buying something, and that's before you've even left the hall with the stalls in. So from both of you, what would your tips be to somebody who's going for the first time, trying to figure it out and trying to find their feet inside it, who don't necessarily know what they don't know, and are presented with this huge menu of things going on?
From my point of view, I'd say there's a cafe area that is away from the book fair slightly. So I would say just get a copy of the programme, go and sit and have a cup of tea and just have a look through that and take your time and don't rush into stuff. And just, it's on the website as well. If you go to the Anarchist Book Fair website, the programme's all up there. And pick and choose sort of stuff you want to go to. I accept, and you had a smirk on your face, I know, I accept when you first walk into that main room, and, you know, in the main room, there's 90 different groups. There's smaller rooms with stalls as well. You're going to walk in, there's going to be huge amounts of people there. It's just, I think it's just take your time and keep an open mind, you know, because there's going to be single issue campaigns, there's going to be anarchist groups, there's Like Freedom, you know, there's anarchist publishers. There's, you know, people like anarchist, as an example, Anarchist Back Cross. There's other people that are selling books. There's people that are giving away pamphlets. I do think just take your time and don't get overawed by it. And if the main room freaks you out a bit, look around for a little while. Go outside, sit outside, go and chat with a couple of people. The good thing is with a book fair, loads of people make connections that they didn't make before, because people would just sit around a table and just chat to someone that they don't know. And I think just, you know, it's going on for 7 hours, so just take your time and relax, I think, is the best thing.
Jane?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. it can be a bit daunting, I suppose, when you first go in there, because it is enormous. But, yeah, just talk to people. There's plenty of people there.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much everything about the book fair on Saturday. I think we've maybe some of the very practical details, how to get there, what time it starts.
Just one last thing I would say about the what would you say to a new person? I think I can't think of any stallholder that doesn't want to talk about what they're doing and either their campaign or anarchism. Chat to the people behind the stalls, because they're there to promote the whole event, and they love, I can't think of anyone that doesn't love the idea of just talking to, and especially to new people. So that was that bit. But yeah, the practicalities, it's at Queen Mary's University, which is on Mile End Road. I don't know what tube disruption's going on this weekend yet, but it's Stepney Green Tube or Mile End Tube. It starts at 10 o'clock and goes on till 7 o'clock. There's an after party afterwards. There's a big pub next door that a lot of people go to afterwards for a drink. There's food and drink there. There's going to be a crèche there for anyone that needs it. Anyone that's got disabilities, there's a page on our website. If you need any support, go and look at the website beforehand. And as a plug for it, I suppose, the website is anarchistbookfair.org.uk.
Cool. So that's all the information about the book fair, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people there. So just to finish up then, I just ask both of you, not just the book fair on Saturday, but beyond that, what do you hope to see coming out of the movement, of what you'd like to see people doing on Saturday and beyond? Start with Jane, maybe, and then Tony.
Do you want me to start that one then? You know, I think the anarchist movement is, although it's been going for 100 or so years in this country, I think the anarchist movement is just starting to get credibility, and we're going out beyond our normal circles. And I think, for me, that's what, well, two things, I suppose. One thing, we need to get anarchism out beyond us lot talking to each other. And I think that's beginning to happen. And with lots of local groups, I'm involved in something called Radical London, which is trying to get groups set up around the country, where we just talk to each other and talk to people outside our movement. And I think I would like to see more of that, where we're getting people that are not anarchists and meeting with them. But I think the other thing that is really good for me in London is, you know, the book fair's getting bigger. Freedom, over the last 5 or 6 years, as a space, is becoming an anarchist space rather than just the bookshop. The bookshop is far, far more accessible, and people feel much more comfortable coming in there because people at Freedom have done a lot of work on doing that, and the building's being used. I know Freedom are talking about the paper and how the paper becomes better and is distributed more. And I think it's that terrible word, holistic view, that we work together and see how we can build. Because the book fair is nothing without Freedom and the individual groups and the national organisations and vice versa. And it's how we can work together to sort of pull all in the same direction. And I think that's what we need to do before and after the book fair.
I agree. And we've also got quite a lot of meeting rooms at Freedom. We seem to have endless meetings every evening. Yeah. So people are getting together there and enjoying the space more.
I think it's great that, you know, Freedom. I remember when I first got involved in anarchism, and Freedom, you know, the bookshop was on the first floor. I'm sorry to the people that were involved in it at that time, but it wasn't always that appealing, and you always felt a bit wary going in there. But now, you've just changed that building round so much, you know. And I know a lick of paint can do wonders, but the bookshop just seems so more appealing to me now as someone that is not really involved in Freedom itself. And as you say, the artwork, you know, the art exhibitions that go in there, the idea that us as Radical London, say, can go down and there's a free meeting space and it's in a space where you know people are sympathetic to what you do. I just think the building is just, I think the whole movement's getting better, but the building is just an example of that, where we are making it just a better movement.
I suppose I probably should give people some practical details of how to get to the building.
We've got a website, freedompress.org.uk. It's down Angel Alley. It's off Whitechapel High Street. Nearest tube is Aldgate East. What else do you need to know?
opening
hours, yes. We're open from 12 noon till 6 every day. And Sundays we're open till 4. So that's...
Yeah, I can only... What Tony's been saying, it's now become it's much more friendly and open space than it was necessarily when they first started going down the first couple of times. And also, it's got a great selection of books.
You can buy books there as well, yeah.
One thing that is still supposed to be happening on Saturday is probably the antithesis of what we're going to be doing in Walthamstow, though they have had their numbers reduced by around 43, including Mr. Stephen Lennon, a.k.a. it appears quite a lot of other things as well. Do you know if there's anything planned out of the book fair in relation to, in case people don't know, that's the EDL apparently are still intending to go to Walthamstow on the very interestingly timed event. Can we say the EDL seem to be scared of anarchists and deliberately organising things at the same time?
I don't pay any attention to the EDL, but the Friends and Families demo is on the same day, which is mainly black people who have been killed in police custody. I think that's just as important an event, you know, and if people go to that rather than the book fair, I can't say they shouldn't, you know. It's like that event is just as important as the book fair. With the EDL, there's part of me that says people will go down there and people will come along to the book fair afterwards. And I don't mean this to sound disrespectful to people that are challenging the EDL, because I think they should. But, you know, I would much rather see people going on the Friends and Family demo to support people whose family members have been killed in police custody. And as I say, if this comes across that I'm saying that people are organising against the EDL are not as important, I don't mean that. I just don't like giving the EDL any credibility, really. So,
I suppose to finish up now, I've got another Chumbawamba song, because I thought it would be nice to recognise the fact that Chumbawamba are no more after many, many years of very varied soundtracks. So this is the last song on their last album, which I think we should dedicate to the EDL. This is a song they wrote about Nick Griffin of the BNP, but I think it's equally appropriate. This is Dance, Idiot, Dance.
Here comes Nicholas, fiddle in hand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Into a world that he can't understand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
You can't keep pace with the master race. His feet are going all over the place. He can't see his moves cause there's egg on his face.
Dance, idiot, dance.
His body's as stiff as a cold lasagna.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Cause all he knows is Rule Britannia.
Dance, idiot, dance.
His rhythm's so bad that we're supposing maybe it's cause his legs are frozen. Shouldn't be wearing lederhosen.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Look in his eye.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Arms akimbo, slapping his thigh.
Dance, idiot, dance.
He wrinkles his snout at a likely wench. We've censored her answer and pardoned her French. It's hard for your average Ubermensch.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Old Nicholas got up today.
Dance, idiot, dance.
To Cecil Sharp House he made his way.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Wore his uniform just to impress, and said this must be the place, I guess, for joining the EFDSS.
Dance, idiot, dance.